Mike Rollin has worked as a translator, writing instructor, and community organizer. He lives in Minneapolis. Mike Rollin.
Today in the rain. You said that everything is always possible, as long as we're willing. It makes me feel lighter, like reading Nazim Hikmet, plain and direct. My missing you, I mean being the last street lamp on the last city block. Some people are bored with Hikmet, too didactic. Some people don't like to watch a rainstorm, so many things to do. The rain is didactic, says, you are going to feel wet now. As I stood under an awning, waiting for the downpour to stop, I saw a woman inside, holding her head in her hands at an angle, as though leaning on a lover's shoulder. I thought her neck must hurt terribly, though she looked as if she knew what she was doing. There are people who would not be bound by this woman's odd tilt, even stuck in the rain, which kept pouring down, silver and frayed. I heard today every path to the heart is awkward, and I imagined a crooked line, like one of your few graves, lightning among the dark clouds of your hair. Later, I got lost in the cemetery. Well, not lost, unable to find the grave in section 44. My wallet may be dropped at my great-aunt's funeral. It's distressing to lose your wallet. Of course, all the graves put that right into perspective. July was very hot, the rain so welcome. How can anyone not want to soak themselves in the cool drops? And does anyone forget death when the sky goes dark at 3 in the afternoon? We're all thinking umbrella, awning, a little protection. There are millions of volts crackling above our heads. Much as I like the sky opening, today, in the rain, you have been away too long. All I can think of is how your hair sometimes smells like a storm arriving, and I can't stand another day without you, watching the rain.